Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Idyas, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Ches. We continue our tour through Shas, through Shishi Sidri Mishnah. That's what Masechtes Idyas is. And again, we're going to have a Mishnah that is structured with a sheet of the Beis Shammai, sheet of the Beis Hillel, and then the opinion of Shammai himself. Okay. Tvua and Peris that grow in Eretz Yisrael, you have to separate Truma from it. You have to give it to a Kayan. And you're not allowed to cause Truma to be ruined. Therefore, one is obligated to make sure Truma doesn't become Tame. Once it becomes Tame, it's Asur B'Achila. Even the Kayan can't eat it. Therefore, the Chachamim made a Gzeira. And they said, you can't even touch Truma without washing your hands first. You see, Stam Yadayim is Tumah. Stam Yadayim means, we assume, unless you're constantly thinking to be careful with your hands probably touch something that makes it Tameh. So without washing your hands first, and if you touch Truma, you're going to passel it. So therefore, Chazal said you have to wash your hands before you touch Truma. Zak de Mishnah, Karshine Truma. So what are Karshine? You want the dictionary definition? Vetch. V-E-T-C-H. But I doubt that helps you much. So let me just tell you that karshinim are a bean-like kind of plant. Does a human eat it? If you would try to eat it, you would probably go, ooh. But if you were very, very hungry and there was nothing else to eat, you would eat it. But most of the time, what did they do with this vetch? They soaked it to make it soft, and they fed it to their camels. Or they would rub it on their skin. It was used as a kind of a soap. Now, Mina Torah, you don't have to separate Truma from Karshinim. Because the main purpose of Karshinim is Meichel Behema. The Chachamim were Mesakein to separate Truma from it. Because, like we explained, if there's mamish, nothing else to eat, you'll eat it. So we don't have to treat Karshine Truma with the same chumras as regular Truma. With regular Truma, again, you can never touch it without washing your hands first. What's with Karshine Truma? Let's see our Mishnah. Once again, Perik Aleph Mishnah Ches. Karshine Truma, these Karshinim that were separated for Truma, which you're supposed to do Midrabanan, Beis Shammai Oimrim, the Beis Shammai say, how do you treat these Karshinim? Shirin, if you're going to soak it in water, and they always used to soak it to make it softer. Vishafin, let's say afterwards you want to rub it on your body. They used to rub it on their body as a kind of a soap or something. But bitahara, after you soaked in water, it has to be with tardika hands. You have to wash your hands beforehand. So why is this important that I soaked it in water? In order for food to become tame, it has to first become wet. If it does not become wet first, it doesn't become tame. You can take food, and mamish could touch a dead mouse, but if it didn't become wet first, it's not tame. And it has to become wet with one of seven different types of mashkin. The siman is Yad Shochat Dam. What's this Rosh Tevis? You don't have to remember it, but I'll go through it quickly. The Yud stands for Yayin, wine. The Dalet stands for Dvash, honey. That's Yad. Yad Shochat Dam. Shin Ches Tes. The Shin stands for Shemen, oil. The Ches stands for Chalav, milk. The Tes stands for Tal Du. The last word in the Rashi Teva is Dam. The Dalet stands for blood, Dam. And the Mem stands for Mayim. In order for food to become Tame, it has to come into contact with one of these seven liquids. So when you're soaking it in water, at this point it could become Tame. So if you want to soak it and then smear it on yourself, you have to wash your hands first. As a Halta Beis Shammai. Shoyrin, soak it, Vishafin, afterwards smear it on yourself, but Bitahara, only by washing your hands first. However, the Beis Shammai have a leniency. They say, umachilin. If you want to feed it to your behema after you soak in the water, no problem, bituma. Even with tamadika hands. You don't have to wash your hands before you touch them if all you're doing is feeding it to your behema. Beis Hillelim, the Beis Hillel say, no, we're not going to be so machmer. Shoyrim bitahara. You're going to soak it with your hands in water? You have to wash your hands first. But v'shafin, stam is like to shmir it on yourself, a machilin, or to feed it to your behema, betoma, that's okay. You have to wash your hands first. It's only while you're soaking it, I don't want you to make it tame then. Shammai Yomer, Shammai says, this is a third shita. No, ye achlu tsarid. Even if you feed it to your behemoth, you have to make sure there's not a drop of water on it. Tsarid means dry. I don't want anyone to see water on these karshinim when you're feeding it to your behemoth. They're going to think you can treat truma this way. Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva has a fourth shita. No, kol maaseihem. Whatever you're doing with this bitumah, you can even soak it bitumah. We weren't geyser any truma by this. It's not real truma. It's made from Michael Behema. Okay, so we have four shitas in this Mishnah. And the issue at hand is karshine truma. Behema food. Chazal say, you don't really have to, but separate truma from it. The Bishami say, soaking it, only with tardika hands. Smearing it on yourself, tardika hands. Feeding it to your animal, even if it's tummy. The Beis Hillel say, soaking it, tardika hands. You're being machshrit lekabel tuma. You know, when you're soaking it, that's when it could become tummy, and your hands are tummy. That's too much already. But afterwards, you want to smear it on your body or feed it to your animal, you have to wash your hands. Shammai says, whatever you're going to do with this, you have to make sure it's totally dry. Yayachlu tsarid. Tsarid means dry. By Menachos, by a carbon mincha, it says a certain part of the mincha is called tsarid. That's where the oil doesn't touch. Shammai says, no. We have to be very machmir. Any liquid on it, you can't do anything with it. Don't smear it on yourself. Don't even feed it to your animal. Rabbi Akiva says, whatever you do with it, you can do bituma, even soak it bituma. Chazal, according to Rabbi Akiva, we're not goyzer any tumah on this because its main purpose is for Michael Behemah.